Sunday was a day of great tension. I mean, I believe it was just electric, the atmosphere, because these two men were still in the child, you see. Nobody knew whether there was going to be another attempt to release them or no. And there were emergency meetings with Toon Council held the whole day if it was going to do. And everybody was persuaded anyway that this wasn't the end of the affair, whatever else, because they had to have a trial now. And the trial was set for Monday morning. So they decided to send a message to Edinburgh. Now, at that time, a telegraph system had only got as far as Helmsdale. It hadn't got to Wick. So a rider had to be sent for Wick to Helmsdale, then a message sent to Edinburgh to send up reinforcements in case of trouble. But, of course, there was no hope of that being here by Monday morning, but they expected the trouble to go on a bit. Now, on Monday, no boats went to sea. Normally, there would be, at that time, nearly 900 or 1,000 boats going to sea a week. Not one lost a rope, because the trial was on. The trial was set for 10 o'clock on Monday morning, but as early as 7 o'clock on Monday morning, the agitators for the previous Saturday night were all gathering in the town, determined that they were still going to rescue them. And musky local authorities were due, they didn't panic or anything like that, in spite of all these huge numbers. They held an emergency meeting and they decided the best thing to do to take heed of the situation was release them on bail. Don't try them and find them guilty, but by time, until such time as the army and the navy got here, release them on bail without charging them at all. And that's what they did. Not only was that quite a clever move, because it would have been physically impossible for them to have got them into the courtroom anyway, because they'd completely besieged the street. It was impossible to make your way through with people surrounded it, determined that they weren't going to come to trial. So they released them, and the boats went back to sea. Now, nothing much happened until the following Saturday. And in the meantime, on the Thursday, a shipload of Yorkshire Light Infantry came, 100 men for them, and some blue jackets of naval ships came as well. But on Saturday night now, the following Saturday, everything seemed to have calmed down. And the Toon had mounted sort of foot patrols to go around and see if there was no trouble in the streets. And a gang of youths for Pontlytoon had formed up down at the harbour, and they had been throwing stones at healing men that were in their boats, you see, maybe tidying up the boats. And then this mob, there's about 15 or 20 of them, decided to run through Pulteney, where most of the healing men were in the street. And, of course, they were making noise and shouting, and a lot of people, healing men that were lodging in, came to the doors to see, and 11 people were stabbed by this mob. Absolutely, totally innocent people. They had nothing whatsoever to do with anything. It immediately electrified the whole atmosphere again, which was beginning to relax as a result. The news of this appalling crime spread through Toon like wildfire. And several people were very badly injured indeed. The perpetrator, of course, vanished, although they did get them eventually. And a navy was called out immediately in double order, all rushed through the town and took up strategic positions to stop any reaction coming from the ailing people. But what's again defused the situation was the fact that the local people, the Uyghurs, were so appalled at what these boys had done that they all rushed the assistance and help of the people that had been stabbed. And nobody died. And again, as great good luck would have it, two of the Toon's doctors happened to be in the area attending other people, and they were able to staunch the bleeding, you know, and staunch the wounds, and nobody died as a result. Now, again, immediately, rioting broke out. When I say rioting, fast, I would say, more than rioting, because it never got widespread, but there were tit-for-tat battles broke out, and a pub was wrecked, and sacks were going, all sorts of things. But nothing very serious. They contained the whole situation. And on Monday morning, the Toon Council of Wick immediately posted a reward of £25 for information, which is a lot of money then, leading to the apprehension of the people that had done the stabbing. And of course, leaders of the healing, or a spokesman for healing community, were greatly reassured by this, that the population in Wick generally, and the Toon Council in particular, were really as distressed as they were about what had happened, and really meant business. And they eventually did arrest one man, and he was imprisoned for it. The healing men that year went home early. They went home about, the whole fleet went home about 3 weeks earlier than they should have as a result of it. But of course, the authorities still pursued the matter of the rioter that had been arrested on the Saturday before that. They still pursued him as far as Lewis, and sheriff's officers went with a warrant to Lewis to arrest him. But they never got him. They never got him. And that was how the episode sort of died down. But it could have been extremely dangerous.